That is true.
It's good to talk with you again, Jane. Did you hear my prayer?
We heard you speaking some of that sounded like a prayer.
Well, I will say that prayer again then, for I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Holy Spirit. And I have prayed here with Anne that what transpires here for the next hour or so, that it be only in His hand, only in the will of God and Christ, that I would under no circumstances accept any other doctrine or belief. And she asked me to pray, for I know where He said, where two or more are gathered together in His name, that He will be present, and I have that faith and trust, that since two here are gathered together, I am here in His name, and I accept only that and nothing else. I hope this is your prayer also, Jane.
It is.
Then I would feel comfortable, very comfortable.
It is well. I wish you to feel at ease.
I can only feel at ease with that faith and trust in Christ and God and the Holy Spirit. That is the only way I can have any faith and any feelings of comfort. Other than that, I would have nothing. Would you want to share some things with me, perhaps, that you would be free to speak?
Yes, there are some things that I wish to say. I believe that you also have some things you wish to ask.
Yes, I do. It's good to hear from you, but rather than ask questions, I don't want to feel as if I'm an inquisitor of any kind. But it's good simply as a communication of one being to another.
An inquisitor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I would love to just listen.
That sounds not at all like the person to whom I first spoke, who was intent on asking questions.
Well, perhaps when you get to know me, that I am a person of very many aspects.
As we all are.
Mm-hmm. Share with me then. I'll be silent for at least a little while.
Well, I would wish to respond to some confusion in her own mind. I wish her to understand.
Yes.
What it is that we discuss. And there were some things, and she felt I did not give an adequate description of where I am. So I will begin with that, if that would please you.
It will please me, thank you. That was one of my questions.
All right. It is really difficult to explain, but I will attempt. If you do not understand, please stop me.
Yes.
All right. I was thinking of how I might describe to you. I thought of a stairway. The areas of which I speak, if you were to go up a stairway, on each step there may be many areas. where you go, what area to that each individual goes to depends on what they must learn. When they have learned everything that they need to know, then they proceed to the next step. I think that is very plain.
Yes.
In an area, all areas on a step, I do not like that word.
Can I give you another word that you might we talked one time, so I may want to give you the word that you might use.
Yes.
The question I was going to have, which seems that you're answering it before I ask you, perhaps in different terms, was that, as I would say, interdimensional, which would say that there are many planes or many existences, as on Earth was at a area of oxygen, and there was solids, and there's a liquid, and there's water. There are various planes of existence. And then to interdimensional, meaning that there is such a thing as a physical existence and a non-physical existence. And as there are planes of existence, I'm sure there'll be planes of existence there.
Plane meaning a step.
Yes, or dimension meaning another phase of existence as a child would go over.
A plane, as I knew it, was a surface, a flat surface. I would not have thought of using that word in such a way.
Would it be correct then, let's say, if we say that you may use different, let's say steps was a good thing, different steps of existence, even as a child has a step when he is in his mother's womb, and then he comes into the world, he goes through another step of adolescence, and then when he reaches the time of to be a lady is another step.
Well, that is not exactly the same, but similar. That is a pattern of learning, which is not exactly the same, but similar. On each step, if we are to use that word.
Yes, I think that's a good one.
What you need to learn, for instance, as I described, the first place, the transition after death is to a place that seems very much like Earth. But what area that you go depends on what you need to learn, because there will be the resources there to teach you, those who may help you with your particular problem. Also, I do not recall to whom I spoke. One other time I was asked about animals. I beg your pardon.
It's okay. It's all right.
I don't know. Does she have a problem today?
She was sort of upset a little bit when she came in.
Oh, yes. She has... that is a continuing thing. That will be relieved, I am certain. I was asked by someone, I don't recall if it was you, about animals, and I said I had seen none, and that is true. I had not, however, I am now aware that in some places there are, and a person in the lower, on the lower steps may have with them a pet, if they had one. Whatever they need, I think I told you last time, whatever it is that they require for their comfort. Now, if their pet animal that they wish has is still living, they may still have one where they are that will seem to them as it will be sufficient, it will satisfy them in their desires. Another thing I wish to speak of is what happens to very close relationships between people.
Like husband and wife?
Yes, parents and children. As in my own case, after I was reconciled to leaving the town and begin my own progression, I wished to see Andy, and I did immediately in the area where he was. Now, as you have in your life and we have always, there is freedom of choice, and I may choose to stay with him if I wish. However, as long as we are on the same step, if I am a step above him, he may not be with me, but I immediately know when he wishes to see me, and I go to him. We have chosen not to stay together because we have not the same things to learn. And it is difficult to explain for those who enjoy a very close relationship with one another. But part of that closeness involves also freedom. And those who are wise will grant freedom to each other to advance at their own pace, because at any time if there is a need to speak with or to be with the other, then that is immediately available. The same is true with parents and children. If a mama wishes to see me or to speak with me for any reason, I know it immediately.
Is love then the binding force that keeps people together there as well as here?
Well, it does not necessarily. Love is there, love for one another. There is here more of an experience of love for all and love for our Creator. It is different because we are all the same. Do you understand? God is me and I am he, and I am you and you are me, and we are all the same.
All members of the same.
And you know that better here. You do understand, I know,
do.
Yes.
I think you sense my deeper soul.
Yes. But there are others who may not, who listen, and I wish her to understand.
Is there... May I ask you a question?
Of course, no.
Is there, not for my sake, but for others that may listen to this, is there procreation there? Is there born? Is there children there?
No. there are children that come here, those who die as young ones and infants. I must tell you this because at one time this was part of my responsibility to take care of those. They come here with no development and no knowledge, and they, we would say on earth, grow up. They grow up here. It is very pleasant atmosphere, a very pleasant place to grow up. However, it is sometimes more difficult to advance if they have done it that way, because during our lives on earth, the troubles that we encounter, the problems that we overcome, do help us to grow in understanding. And if they do not have those, then sometimes it is harder, but they do manage.
Jane, how much of the knowledge that we learn on this earth and how much of the experiences that we experience on this earth do we take with us when we go to where you are?
We take the knowledge that we have learned, we take it all with us. We also take, there are wrong ideas with us, and we must come to see the right way here if we have not done so before.
The reason I asked is if you learned how to ride a horse when you were in that day, and then that would be of more use to you.
Oh, that kind of thing?
Yeah, the everyday learning.
Well, in the very... I did not do so, but I did not believe I could do so when I first arrived. If I had thought that in this place I would ride a horse, I could have done so, but that did not occur to me. If I had needed that, I would have been able to. But you may have things that appear as substantial objects to you,
yes,
if you need them, that may look like what you had in your home.
Mm-hmm.
If it is necessary for you, as we advance, we have less and less need for this.
Jean, when you say advance, may I ask you then, advance means going forward.
Take a step.
Yes. And where does the ultimate, are there infinite steps?
Well, this, no. This is the circle of which I spoke, which confused her.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for reminding me. I wish to speak of that. It is not infinite because eventually you come back from where you started.
Come back to where?
To God. The reason that we are put on earth and given a personality that we may develop our sense of ourselves as an individual, as separate from God, we must have that sense of being separate
And I know, let me kind of, let me say this and then see if you, your idea fits into that. What you're saying is that we must have our own individuality, our own essence,
yes,
and our own existence, but yet as the basic source of all that existence is being God.
Yes, he wishes it to be this way, that we experience ourselves as separate and yet apart. Some only know that they are separate and do not understand that they are also a part of all. But it is not necessary that they realize that on earth. Some do and some may not, but they will learn that later.
Do you feel from your deeper self, do I understand this more clearly than most would, from your seeing into my thoughts, or do you see into my thoughts?
You are understanding what I say. I think you already knew. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, as I said before, this is not simply for your benefit alone.
Dean, may I ask you then, this is happening at this time and place in 1980. I've been reading the Bible and I know from the past that much of these things in the past have happened. In those days when a voice spoke through a person in the 1400s or so, they would have said that this is a witch or this woman is possessed by a devil or whatever, and that some evil spirits are speaking through her and so forth.
That is possible. They may do that.
They may do the same as you're doing.
Yes. Yes.
It would be for us then to discern, to know that difference, whether it's coming from the Holy Spirit or from another source.
That word discern.
To know the difference.
I know. I wish you to give your friend the doctor a message. For me.
Yes, well, if you give him the message, he'll be listening to this, to your voice
right.
At a future time.
He uses that word overmuch. Perhaps he could find another. He wishes to discern, but I do believe that he has a mote in his eye and may not always perceive correctly.
Is that the message you'd like to give?
Yes.
Okay. Do you feel that he might understand what you mean, or would you rather elaborate?
No, I have no wish to do that.
Okay.
There is something that I have been advised that my counselors would wish done for your discernment.
Is that for me personally?
Yes, primarily I believe for you.
Okay.
But you must agree. You showed much concern with her, and her situation while we do this.
Yes, I am. I must be cautious.
And they said it would be possible for you to speak with her if you would agree. Would you agree?
For me to speak with her?
Yes, she will not know that you are here. She will think that you are with her.
Now, I need a greater explanation on that for a moment now. You mean that you can be here with her also, as well as her being here at the same time? It's a little confusing to me.
She will not be here, but The voice that you hear, it is difficult to explain. I do not think I can explain how it is done.
What you are trying to say, then, wherever she is at this moment of time, I can speak to her where she is now.
Yes, she will, however, not know that you are here in this room. She will think you are with her there.
There. And where is there, then?
She has been placed in a familiar location in that she has enjoyed in the past. In the mountains, I believe, I'm not certain if she has spoken to you. Yes, I believe she has, of this place on, it is a rock that she knew, a place she knew as a child.
Well, why don't you permit her then to speak for a moment, and then when you are ready, you may come back.
It is all right.
It would be all right for me, providing it's okay with God and
all right, I
and
wish.
God's counselors.
All right. Henry?
Hi, Anne.
Is that you?
It's me. Tell me, where are you?
What? Where am I? Well, I'm right here.
I'm with you. Where is that?
I'm just sitting here. How did you get here? You're the last person I ever expected to see.
Well, I'm a time traveler.
You're being silly today. Okay. Did you bring Lily with you?
No, I wished I could have. Where are you, Anne?
I'm right here. Well, I'm... How did you get here if you don't know where you are? You're kidding me.
No, okay, I'm there.
I didn't even know you knew about this place. I know I told you, but I didn't think you knew where it was.
Okay, would you want to tell me about it a little more from your...
Well,
what do you see?
Why don't you come up here?
Okay.
Just have a seat. It's quite comfortable up here. Do you need a hand?
Yeah, please.
Okay. How did you like the lake when you went by?
It was quite nice.
It's pretty, isn't it? Well, I'm really surprised. Wait till I tell Jim. Can you stay around very long?
Not too long. I can just enough to say hello. And then
I hope they come back. He and David are out fishing. I hope they come back before you have to leave.
Okay.
That's a long way for you to drive just to spend a little while.
I know. What day is it? I forgot what day it is.
This is Friday.
Friday?
Don't you know?
Oh, I forgot.
You're silly. Here, let me wipe this off a little bit. Look at this. I've been doing a little fooling around with my drawing. Let me put it away. That was confusing for you.
It was somewhat, but let me say this. I can understand that. I think what you have done is you have placed her in a day of her life, and that she is reliving that day as you have chosen a day in your life. Is that correct?
No, not entirely. It is not a day, but it is a... She will think she has dreamt of you in that place.
Mm-hmm. Is it a real place? Is it something happened to her?
Well, it is a, yes, it is a true place where she has gone, and she has been there with her family. However, she will think she has dreamt of going there with them and then seeing you, yes.
Let me ask you this, Jean. This has been a perplexing question for me, and perhaps you can explain this much more where you are, and your counsels may advise you. When I have a dream, to me that dream is so real that at the time of dreaming I can't seem to distinguish the difference between whether it is real or not. It's often hard to distinguish the difference between reality and unreality. Is this life that we go through but a dream? As where you are, a dream, but it is in the mind of God, and that we are part of that dream?
Well, if that is a truth, I am not aware of it.
I am not either. It's a question that I thought perhaps you would.
If that were a truth, I might not be, nor might my counselors be aware of it. In so far as I know, that is not so.
Okay.
That we truly do this. Let me say a little more about the area, or you might say the step where I am at present, because this is rather an important one. It is the place where a person will often choose to leave that body, the visible form that we have, behind when they no longer need it. And it is also the place where this spoken word is given up. It has a different appearance as opposed to some other steps which look like earth, because it is still necessary to have that. Here there is nothing of trees and houses and that sort of thing. There is a constant evolution of light, and there is sound, not as you know it, but and color, but the sound. Can I say sound is used in a different way than what you might think of? Sound is often used to comfort those in distress. I don't believe I can explain that.
Such as music may comfort us here.
Yes, in a similar way. Did you have another question? I believe you
did.
Yes.
Does everyone have, Jean, a person like you that we term here on this earth as a guardian or a helper? Does every human being have that, or only certain people who are privileged to have that?
Oh, no, it is not a privilege, but a need.
A necessity, would you say?
Yes. A person may not have the same guardian. Another may come and take the place of, depending on what the person needs. If I were not able to help in some situation with her, most often I would call for help from another, counseling for myself as to how I might assist her. If I could not assist her and another might, then that would, assistance would be given by the other person, at least for a time. we may not, however, make her choices for her.
Jane, was in our Bible it tells us heaven and hell. Where is heaven? Is this a place, or is this a...
Well, this is heaven. If what I have been explaining to you is what there is. There is not another location known as heaven. We progress, we complete our circle and come back to the Creator with, at that time, our full knowledge of our oneness with Him, and that would be heaven. But we must grow and advance in our enlightenment before we can do that.
Okay. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Whosoever shall believe in me shall have everlasting life." Do your counselors believe in that too?
Well, that is part of what I was telling you before, that what we believe is very important to us. A person who dies, a person on earth who dies and believes that there is nothing afterwards, that there is, I do not know the word, a blankness, will experience that blankness, but not forever. They will be told that they err in their thinking, but it is sometimes very difficult to convince them, and they will not advance until they believe that they may. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
All right.
There's a few questions that are more related closer to Anne herself. She has had a feeling on her back that she felt it was an unusual feeling, and she felt that in some way perhaps that had something to do with you at times. Now, I am not sure about this. She would like to know whether she has a communication with you at times. Can she communicate with you without these sessions, without this me being here? And is this feeling...
There are times that I speak to her in her thoughts that she does not know that it is I doing the speaking.
Is that feeling that she have on her back associated with you, Jane?
Yes, that is. There are times I am with her. I'm near her, I should say, nearly all of the time. At least I am always aware of what is happening with her. If I am not right with her, I am aware, because at this time I have no other charge, no other person to whom I am responsible as I have had in the past. So I'm always aware, and most often with her, the feeling that she has experienced is because I want her to know I am there at times.
Do people have a veiling over their consciousness, or whereby they cannot hear the guardian or the helper or the angel of God speaking to them, such as in the prophets in Job and Ezekiel, where they have heard that the angels of God talking to them directly. They needed not to have any second party to convey messages.
If you hear, as from your own mind, is that what you mean? Your own helper will speak to you as if it were yourself thinking. There are times when others may speak and be heard by an individual. It may be done by another. One moment. I am sorry to interrupt you.
No, evidently you were interrupted. Not I. Did you have some problem or interference?
It is all right. There is a, yes, that's right, I was speaking.
You were speaking with your counselors?
Yes. There are times when another may speak to an individual to relay a message, to give a warning perhaps, that is not necessarily that person's own helper. That does not occur as often.
See, I'm glad this happened in a way, because the next question was going to be, again, I'm being inquisitive, the long nose is appearing. Is that, do you, Jane, have a guardian?
A guardian, you mean?
Or do you have a helper?
Such as I?
Mm-hmm.
No. Not one. Actually, I have four. The ones that are my helpers, that is not truly what they are. I have referred to them as my counselors, because that is what they provide for me. Those to whom I may go at any time for assistance, and always are aware of what is happening with me as I am with her. But there are four, and they are, that may change. If I go to a different area, I would have different counselors.
Seems that, to me, that you have available then many counselors if you so desire.
Whatever you need is available to you here, but not everyone makes good use of that resource.
If you were to ask for something that would be harmful to you or evil, would you also get that?
If I were to ask for something evil,
mm-hmm.
Well, I would not. I would not be in the right place to ask for that. Those who wish and evil are not located here. There are misguided ones here who persist in their untruths. If I make myself clear, that it is simply a lack of understanding, that they may tell you their ideas and be wrong, one can on earth. Mm-hmm. And if you believe them, then you are also suffering from misunderstanding. So you...
You need not to answer it, but if you feel comfortable in answering that
question. I do not understand what it is you are questioning.
Well, the question was this, that I'm saying that it's wonderful to think and to believe that God would love us that much, that He would send us protectors and guardians, and yet that we believe in Christ and we believe in the Holy Spirit. But it seems that it's wonderful to know that we are that important to God. I don't know.
Well, we are important if you know that if you have a cut on your hand, you would not wish to not take care of that.
Yeah.
It is the same way as we discussed before. We are all part.
Jane, I know you want to leave now, and I believe your counselors are probably saying it's time. And
that is true.
Yes. Would you then say a prayer? As I have said a prayer before we began, would you say a prayer now to the Holy Spirit and Christ? And so that we may hear your prayers from where you are, as you would pray and ask God for guidance. And then believe when if you do want to.
Yes, I believe I must. For some reason she is not as strong today as she might be.
I'll leave it up to you, Jane. If you would just please say a prayer. And I'll say it in my heart with you.
Now, because of what I have learned from my counselors about the situation in your world, I think the appropriate thing would be to ask our Father for help and guidance for the poor, misguided souls who inhabit a beautiful world. I know it is beautiful. They need much assistance. He will provide that, but...
Do you see Christ in God? From where you are?
No. I am always aware of His presence. It is just difficult to explain.
Okay.
It is an awareness, a constant awareness of Him that I have not had before, but to see, no, that is for those that are more advanced than I.
Thank you, Jane. With a prayer also, and I pray that whatever happened to you was according to the Holy Spirit and Christ.
Yes.
And God.
You should pray for your fellows.
Yes, I do in my heart and soul.
Yes, I believe.
I pray the prayer of Christ that He taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, and so on. Okay, and you're here now with me, 1980, it's June. It's June 27th. I want you to just relax and slowly just know that you're here on track, that your health will be better, your breathing will be better, and your bronchial tubes will clear. You'll feel more comfortable and more relaxed. You need not to retain the pent-up stress and tension that's been harbored in your nervous system that serves no purpose to you. You'll be more relaxed when I reach five. You'll be able to cope with life more easier as you go on, handle it more in a relaxed way, knowing it's okay. One, you're slowly and gradually now awakening. Two, you feel more relaxed, more in harmony between mind, thought, and body. Three, your thoughts are clearing, your mind is clear, you see things very clearly, and you'll understand more of life. Waking up now, that's it. Four, feel a sense of peace within yourself. And five, you want to awaken and alert. Five, you want alert and alert in every way back here. Feeling better than you felt in a long time. Knowing that you have people who love you and people who care.
It's so hard to pull myself out of this.
Well, take your time. Don't rush it. It takes time, so there's no sense in rushing any of it.
But I don't know. There's a reluctance, I guess. I don't know why.
Well, it's not probably a reluctance. I would say it's more that it simply takes time like anything else. You know what I mean? It's just a time element more than anything else. So what do you think?
You have a gardenia in here.
Yeah, right there. Are you allergic to gardenia?
No. As far as I know. Isn't that funny?
Well, that's funny.
Because the last thing I was dreaming about that I was... our house, we had in Inglewood where I had a lot of gardenia bushes. And I was smelling them.
Maybe the gardenia...
But I still smelled them after I came back and I thought, oh, what is this?
Maybe the gardenia...
I wonder if that had anything to do with it.
It could have triggered a thought
in
your mind.
Isn't that funny? That was... I thought, am I awake? I'm still smelling gardenias. I see, it's up there. Huh?
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's only one single gardenia.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy your dream?
It was wild. I don't know. Never have seen anybody in my dream before, but you were there this time. It was funny. I was up in the Mammoth Lakes, you know, on my rock. That's good old rock. And I was sitting there reading and drawing, doing something. Anyway, here comes Henry walking along. I was really surprised to see you. But I didn't, I don't know, I was up there on vacation.
You're trying to remember that event now?
Huh?
You're trying to remember that event?
I'm trying
now?
To remember the dream.
Yeah.
I think we were all up there.
Who was there with you?
Well...
Want me to tell you who was there with you?
Huh?
Want me to tell you who was there with you? Your husband.
Yeah,
Kenny. Yeah, your husband David was up there.
Yeah.
And you were drawing.
Yeah, how did you know that? Julie wasn't there. Julie and Jimmy weren't there. That's right, it was just... just like we went one year, not there, but someplace else. We just took David with us, and they went out on the boat.
They went fishing, right?
Are you reading my mind? that what you're doing? You're reading my mind.
No, I'm not. I'll tell you what happened. Jane says she's going to place you in that dream.
She's going to place me in that dream.
No, well, she did.
I suppose that's what happens. Anyway.
No. Wait, let me explain what happened. She wanted to know if I was willing to talk to you.
To talk to me?
To you as Anne in that dream where you were.
You're kidding. You mean I didn't just dream it?
No. I don't know. How can I answer that question?
Oh, but, Henry, but we were there.
But it's on the tape.
We were there, though.
Who was there?
But you and I were there. And you...
This is something for us to figure out.
Now, I don't understand.
Well, let me tell you. Let me say this then.
You were there.
You'll hear it on the
tape.
You
climbed up on the rock with me and sat down, and we were looking at the pictures. And we were talking. I can't remember what happened after that.
Remember how when she put you in a dream?
I was surprised to see her. Remember that?
Remember where she where in the past she's put you someplace in a dream?
Yeah, I've had a dream. I don't know if she puts me there or somehow I go to, I have a dream.
Well, I think they place you in that dream. And she asked me if I would want to go into that dream with you. And would I want to talk to you, would I want to talk to you as Anne in that dream place?
She asked you?
Yes.
Oh my God.
And I said yes.
That's weird.
And then I talked to you as Anne. You'll hear it on a tape and you said, Henry, she said, you said, well, how did you get here?
Yeah, well, that's the way I felt. You came walking up the hill.
Yeah, but it's all on a tape. That dream is
you
on a tape.
You came walking, oh, shit, that's funny. Came walking up the hill. I want to know, how did you get there?
Yeah.
Because my thought was that, well, you had gone out for, you were, you know, out for a ride. It's a long way just to go for a ride.
That's what you said on the tape, too.
Did I?
Yes. How come you came such a long way just for a ride? You said, is Lily with you?
Okay. I don't remember that.
And I said, no, she's not with me. I said, what day it is? It was Friday, right?
It was the same day. That's where I really was. Oh, that's really weird.
Unusual, let's put it that way.
Unusual, yeah. I don't understand.
Well, it's amazing, you see, because then I asked her, I said, is one dream real as another dream, and other dreams real? Anyway, she answered that, and she couldn't answer that question. But anyway, so what happened, she asked me this, she says, would I like to talk to you where you are, you see? Okay. And I said, yes, I'd like to talk to
there
you.
There was something. There was something. It must have been that. I kept thinking you were kidding me.
Yeah. You're kidding.
Kidding me. Well, I don't remember what it was you said. And I thought you were just being kind of silly or something. Sometimes you get kind of silly.
Yeah, well, I asked you what day it was. You said, you mean you don't know? And you said, well, stop being so silly, you said.
Well, yeah, maybe that was one thing.
Something of that nature. I don't remember.
I can't remember what it was. I just...
Well, the main thing is, what I'm trying to say is this, Anne, is that, you see, she asked me if I wanted to talk to you from where you are now. You see what I mean? Not here in this room, but where you are in that state that you are, whatever you want to call it, I don't know.
Well, how did I sound?
Just like you do now.
Just like I do now.
Exactly as you do now. Just like
I
you do.
I can't remember just what all I said. I remember it helped you climb up on the rock.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? It's just...
Yeah. You said, come on up here, you said. And I said, okay. You said, I said, where? Or something like that. And you said, come on, I'll stop being silly. You said.
Oh, I've got to listen to that.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to make a copy of it.
I have an idea of what went on, but I don't remember everything that was said. I don't usually... have anyone to talk to in my dream.
That was an unusual phenomenon, you know, that how that transferred. Suddenly you were there and I was talking to you with Anne, but I was there with you
must
on that rock.
Must have been confusing as hell.
Well,
for you.
It was because I couldn't, because you asked me, how come you got here? And I'm thinking, what do you mean here? I see you here. How come I got in this room? I'm here in this room, you know. And he said, well, why did you go such a long way just for a ride? Is Lily with you? I said, no. I said, I just came here, you know, I'm trying to make a conversation with you. And he was totally surprised. He said, well, let me wipe this off and put it away, this drawing, he said, you know, and you wipe it off and you put it away. You know, I said, anybody with you? He said, oh yeah, David and Jim are out boating or fishing. I forgot what it was, something of that nature. A very unusual phenomenon. I don't know if we have time. I don't know if I have time to, just if I could find that spot and play it back to you for a moment.
Oh, yeah, well.
So what do you think of the whole today? She felt you were kind of tired, you had a problem, and she didn't think.
How long did we do it?
About an hour, no, but just about 1 hour.
It's about an hour, that was kind of short. I don't think I have a problem.
Well, it wasn't short because I didn't do much talking. She did an awful lot of talking this time.
She?
I wanted to shut up more, you know, like I did with the other case, you know, that you heard, Tom Brenner. I wanted to just simply listen to what she had to say, and she had an awful lot to say. She had an awful lot to say. And I was just trying to relate and trying to understand what she's saying. She described it over there and everything else, you know.
Oh, good. Can we? Are we through?
We are through. Okay, I'll shut it off now.